Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show. Had the greatest weekend with my son. The greatest weekend with my 21-year-old son, who is going to be a senior at SCAD in just a couple of weeks. And he's freaking out!
Shut up.
Freaking out! He's freaking out.
He's freaking out. Why?
Yeah, he's going to be a senior.
He's finishing up his junior year already?
Yeah, he is.
How is that possible? I thought he was still a freshman.
Nah, man. It's going to be his senior year, so he's freaking out a little bit right now. So let me give you a rundown of this weekend. So it was parents' weekend at SCAD down in Savannah. And I went down there to hang out with him for a couple of days. And I want to tell you that I have been so sort of low-key jealous of Abby's relationship with her mom. Because they're friends, but your mom's also your mom, and you're the daughter. So it's sitting back, it's been an interesting relationship to watch, because I certainly didn't have that with my dad.
Well, understand, it took a lot to get us here. I think, and I kind of posted about this last weekend when she was in town. I think, I wonder if I'm almost putting out this, like, everything is so great, like a lot of mommy and me content, when it took some work to get here. So it's not like everything has just been rosy and perfect. I love my mom, but yeah, like it took a little bit of building to get us here.
I'll be totally honest with you that in the overall scheme of things, when I listen to parents and I watch parents with their kids and stuff like that, I've had it really, really good. I think Stacy and I genetically hit the lottery with our kids, where they've never been a pain in the ass. They haven't gone through that jerky teen period, never went through it. They never went through that terrible 2 or terrible 3 stage where they're having temper we just had it easy. Really, really super easy. So it might have been that very different than you and your mom. Maybe it was the teen phase, there was tension or whatever. Yeah, I've never had that really with them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into like our personal life by any means, but I think it wasn't always like sunshine and daisies and roses.
Yeah.
I love where we're at now. We've come so far, especially in the last year, to where I feel like we are finally at a stage where we are going to have a lifelong kind of best friendship because of what we've overcome.
Yeah, and I don't want to create this kind of atmosphere where it's like been this perfect parent-son relationship. It certainly hasn't. You know, after Stacy and I got divorced, it was a little bit rocky there, you know? A little rocky for a while, but in the overall scheme of things, when it comes to parenting and kids, I've had it pretty damn easy, right? And now that he's 21 years old, the relationship has changed so much. Like, hanging out with him this weekend was like hanging out with a friend, but also hanging out with my son. At one point this weekend, oh, he's so adorable. Hayden has a girlfriend right now. This is his first girlfriend, and she is Mexican, and her mom likes to drink tequila. So he asked me if I would teach him how to drink tequila, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you came to the right place, boy! No, because every time he was taking a sip of tequila, he really didn't like it at all. So he's making that, this is disgusting face. So I taught him how to sip it, and then we were role-playing him having a conversation with his girlfriend's mom while sipping it, yet not making that face and carrying on a conversation like he wasn't bothered at all. In fact, by the end, he didn't hate tequila. Now, I guess the option there was for me to say, hey, you can always say you don't like tequila. I'm just going to drink water. I didn't think of that. but it was just like this really cool exchange. And then throughout the weekend, we're just now at a point in our lives where he's pretty reserved and he likes to handle things himself. Or I don't know if he just doesn't like to admit when he's on the struggle bus. But at some point over the weekend, it became the father-son, hey, help me out, and not in a financial way conversation, where he was telling me that he sometimes feels like he's comparing himself to his friends that seem to get more parts than he does. They seem to be auditioning and getting parts, and he's been frustrated that he hasn't. So he's wondering what he's doing right and wondering what he's doing wrong. And he's seizing up a little bit right before auditions because he gets himself so worked up on the fear of failure. So we worked through that quite a bit, and I gave him some guidance. And then I left the conversation, and I left him on Saturday night, right? And I just felt, I don't know, I just felt so whole at the time. Like, it just felt, it was very rewarding, like him actually listening and taking my advice, because we're somewhat in the same fields of entertainment. And I left, and I had a breakdown, man. I'm driving my truck through the streets of Savannah. And you know how pretty Savannah is, right? The neighborhoods where you got all those trees that are sort of overlapping over the roads. And I don't know why, I just had this, I call them perfect moments, where you're so in the moment that everything else, you're just taking in the beauty of everything. And I'm riding this high of my conversation and my advice to Hayden. And it's so beautiful in Savannah in those side streets. I just start crying in my truck driving down to my hotel room, right?
Look at you having a moment.
I know, right? I just felt so much joy in that moment.
Who knew Spanish moss can make you cry?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I tried smoking it. So I wanted to share you guys a text that I sent to him after parent weekend at SCAD, after trying to help him out, work his way through college, that I don't know if some of you guys will get something out of or not, but I feel like he, when he was relaying, and I'm choosing my words very carefully because I don't want to sell him out or any of his friends, I feel like in a lot of cases, his friends are feeling pressured to be one thing from their parents that they don't necessarily want to be. And I feel like he's putting so much stress on himself when it comes to these auditions that I thought about it overnight after I was bawling like a baby and I went to bed, right? First thing I did when I woke up in the morning was I texted him, and I just want to share the exchange with you guys. Hey, Hayden, I've been thinking about these all night and I didn't want to leave Savannah without sharing some thoughts. So first thought I had, was, and I used your line, comparison is the thief of joy. Don't compare yourself to others auditioning. Compete against yourself. I gave him the advice I give you sometimes also, and that was, number two, try easier. You got yourself so worked up before the audition, it's impossible to be yourself. No nuclear explosion will go off ending the world if you don't crush an audition. Sure, you won it, but the stakes aren't that high. It's just one audition, and when you don't get it, make note of what you can improve next time. Kobe Bryant used to say, there's no such thing as failing, just life lessons. So take those with you. Then I said, start training yourself to ask, what is this going to look like when things go great? This is the point that I made last week also, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get so caught up in what it's going to look like if you don't get the part. Let's start switching your mindset. All of this is mindset. For me, mindset comes from when I know I'm overly prepared. Find what works best for you to get you into the mindset of confidence before an audition. And then I thought it was really, really important for me to tell him this because I didn't hear these words from my dad quite a bit. I am so proud of the man you are becoming, Hayden. He really is such a different kid than he was when he left for college. He's just, I thought that kid was going to be back in 2 days. I really did. So I wrote, I am so proud of the man you are becoming, Hayden. It took me till about 6 months ago to truly embrace my value and self-worth. I truly think it's the ingredient that has opened up my life to feeling the best I have ever felt about myself and about life. I would hate for you to have the same marathon when you don't have to. You are smart AF, sensitive, unique, talented, eager to learn, and just a damn good person. You have so much value. Believe it. Then I wrote, I want to reiterate to you that my only expectation for you in this life is genuinely being happy. I don't give an S what that looks like. Manager at an AMC, Academy Award winner, I don't care. If you genuinely feel happy and don't take the easier route and challenge yourself, then I don't care. Anybody's vision for your life is inconsequential. Forget about disappointing people. Forget about disappointing your mom. Forget about disappointing your dad. Find your unique way in the world and be happy, my dude. That's the only thing I want for you. I love you, Dad.
Aww. And his beautiful response?
He said,
thanks.
Thumbs up.
Wrong number. Who's this?
Thumbs up emoji. Wait, all right, Dad.
He said,
you don't have to read his response.
No, I will. He wrote, thank you so much for the kind words, Dad. I love you so much. I can't thank you enough. And I said, only way to thank me is be your happiest. I love you.
Aww. That's beautiful.
A lovely exchange.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So I just want to reiterate to some of you guys that might be going through these phases with your teens or younger, and you're forcing your vision of what happiness is supposed to be, and your kids are struggling with that. That's all going to get better. And at some point or another, they're going to be 21 and 22 years old, and you're going to be having a drink with them, teaching them how to sip tequila, or like Abby and her mom, going out and having a good time. And it all does get better.
Yeah, we're not sipping tequila, though. We are chugging Chardonnay.
The Burt Show.